News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a Hamas delegation will travel to Cairo today to deliver its response to Israel's latest ceasefire proposal. This comes after Israeli airstrikes on three houses in Rafah killed 13 people and wounded many others. And Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast, joins us now. Sean, what can we expect to happen later on today?
Good morning, Ciara. We've been watching these negotiations, haven't we, for weeks, if not months, go on. And superficially, everybody looks intent on trying to find a solution. The trouble with negotiations is, generally speaking, they only work if both sides are motivated to be there, both have demands, and both are prepared to compromise. If you look at Israel's position, they've stated very clearly they want to destroy Hamas and get the hostages released. But actually, of those two, they've made seem to make clear that they want to destroy Hamas first. And whilst they haven't gone into Rafah, that final stage of the offence, only because 1.4 million displaced people are there. But the question is, what does Hamas want? And it's not entirely clear. Is it trying to secure their survival, get exiled, Palestinian prisoners released? All of that looks unlikely. The most likely is that they want to address the core issue, the Palestinian question. And since those two negotiating together, Israel and Hamas, are not going to solve the Palestinian question together, the danger is these talks, whilst they appease some of the international community, look very unlikely to actually solve the conflict.
And on that note, if these talks are unlikely to solve the conflict, where do we go from here?
The problem is it's been an intractable, as a former student of military history, you know, the world believes, or a lot of most of the world believes, that a two-state solution is the only viable way for this to be solved, where that you can secure peace, prosperity, hope for not just the Israelis, but also the Palestinians. The challenge, of course, is that Prime Minister Netanyahu has made clear that he doesn't believe in a two-state solution. He hasn't made clear exactly what he does believe in. And that's important because the military operation generally sets the conditions for a political solution to flourish. Despite the negotiations, it looks pretty clear. And the fact there's no military solution to this, Prime Minister Netanyahu is determined to go in and finish the job. And therefore, I think ultimately it'll be the international community. The only way that, and the challenge for me is, will the international community just be in a rush to end the war and put a sticky plaster over it? Or they're actually engaged to try to find a lasting peace? That will be very difficult. But if they don't do that, I'm afraid we're destined to rinse and repeat this whole episode.
And isn't that the sort of the subtext to all of this, that ceasefire talks, when neither side really have an acceptable set of terms that they want from the other side, that the other side will accept, you know, that's not an issue that's going to be resolved anyway, simply. Isn't it the case that if we don't have a long-term goal here, that is this just going to go on and on, or as you say, rinse and repeat? You think the only way forward is external, international, I suppose, intervention?
Yes, I mean, we haven't got time for a history lesson, but it's clear the sort of visceral hatred between the two sides here, and this has been going on for decades. You know, every now and again, there's a sort of brokered ceasefire or brokered peace, but the balance has never been there. You know, the Palestinian right to exist, the Palestinian demands, needs, or whatever, has to be also respected. There's going to be an enduring peace in the region, and that will probably never be able to be brokered by the two sides. And it's not just America. In the past, the American president has been the most, you know, influential, Yasser Arafat and all that period. It's got to have an Arab leader as well, who counterbalances the US leadership to make sure that the Palestinian question is answered properly. And then money can flow to rebuild Gaza, money can flow to try to unlock this intractable problem and finally bring an end to this dreadful humanitarian crisis that we're seeing erupting across Gaza.
And absolutely, Sean, and can you see going forward an acceptance by the Israelis of I suppose, the West Bank and Gaza coexisting peacefully with them? And can you see going forward whoever is in charge at that point of Palestine and the Palestinian territories accepting Israel's right to exist? Can you see a time when that two-state solution is accepted by I suppose, the current players in all of this?
Well, the trouble is it's a very difficult question to answer, isn't it? I think the hardliners in Israel, there's no way they'd accept that. But Ultimately, you know, somehow you've got to find some peaceful solution. What's more interesting, I think, is the Arab side, is that when Israel was first formed, you know, it was invaded the very next day by its neighbors. Whereas if you look now, decades later, you know, Egypt gradually recognized Israel. Jordan has recognized Saudi Arabia.
Absolutely on the verge before all of this.
It may have been one
of the issues that prompted this, in fact.
No, exactly. And it was Iran, that's the dark shadow of Iran, that didn't want to see that happen. But gradually over time, these things can get resolved. And it felt like the tide was just gently coming in on the potential for a more accommodation. But of course, the 7th of October, the atrocities committed then, and then the subsequent war has simply highlighted the huge gulf in differences. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but the danger is if we just put a sticky plaster over it, we're destined to repeat this.
Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of The Red.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Matrix Podcast. Thank you for joining.